And we have a special guest joining us in the studio here on the Outdoor Show, Mike Crawford from the West Branch Sportsman's Club. Mike, thanks for stopping by and talking to us.
Thank you. Appreciate you having us.
Absolutely. And we're interested to hear about the UP Predator Challenge, which, if I'm correct, is the oldest Predator Challenge tournament, right, in the
UP? It is. We started this.
And how long ago was that?
We're in our 14th year this year.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. So let's talk a little bit about the dates and all the who, what, when, where. And we'll get into some of the details of the teams and prizes and all that stuff.
Okay. The hunt starts January 21st and it runs through the 24th. On the night of the 21st, registration will take place at the Scandia Township Hall, just off U.S. 41 there in Scandia. It's right next to the post office where we're at. We'll have food. We got a pasty supper. And we're going to have a DNR officer come in and answer the questions that the hunters might have, make sure that everything runs smooth and everybody's legal. And then we'll turn them loose about 7:30. But before that, we got lots of door prizes.
Oh, cool.
A lot of nice guns. We got a .22 Golden Boy. It's the law enforcement special, I believe it is. It's silver and gold. It's just gorgeous. It comes with its own case that you put on the wall and mount it in. It's really sweet.
Nice.
We got a .270 that was donated to us by the Whitetails chapter in Alger County. And we're going to raffle that off. And we got a lot of knives, Bark River knives. It just goes on and on and on. We just got a lot of nice stuff. And we've had the hunters say that we give away the best stuff.
There you go.
All the hunts. So,
well, let me just confirm this. If people didn't hear you correctly, it is you're not doing this at the West Branch Sportsman's Club off of Engman Lake Road.
No, you're
actually doing this in the town of Scandia.
That's just the registration.
Okay,
is Thursday night. Now the check-in is at the club.
It is okay
on Sunday.
All right,
and that starts. We'll be there about 9 o'clock in the morning. So if you want to start coming in that early, that's fine. We close the gates exactly at 2 o'clock. We actually go down and chain the gates so that nobody else can sneak in with an extra coyote or two and throw it into somebody else's. I just want to make it fair for
sure.
Everybody.
And let's talk a little bit about what actually happens here when you do the registration in the village of Scandia next to the post office. You can have how big a team and what techniques can you use to actually go hunting? Because if I remember correctly, there's no trapping.
There's no trapping.
It's just simply hunting.
It's hunting. It's overbait or calling. And this year, we're going to put together a special category with dogs.
So there's a separate category for dog hunters.
Correct. And
okay.
They have their own prize money. They're not tapping into the other category's prize money. And the way I understand the way they hunt with dogs, they can hunt with as many as they want, many hunters, but when you're in the original hunt, it's just two hunters.
One to two hunters.
Right.
Okay.
And hunting over bait and calling.
Okay.
No trapping, no roadkills.
And we're going to continue with Mike Crawford talking about the UP Predator Challenge coming up later this week. And in the meantime, you can find out more at www.westbranchsportsmansclub.com. We'll be back with the second half coming up later this hour. Get into the excitement of check-in day and more details. So stay tuned right here to The Outdoor Show.